BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 68, verse 18. The last of stanza 6. He ascended on high. Verse 18 is the key to understanding the mystery behind this prophetic psalm. Yes, this is a processional psalm in the fact that David is writing of the Lord's triumphal leading of his people from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion and from the tabernacle to the temple with, quote, "May God arise, extol him who rides on the clouds," meaning cloud of smoke during the day as Moses recorded. However, verse 18 in mystery says, quote, "When you ascend on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people or give gifts to people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there." For David and the generation till the Messiah arrived, this would have been a bit of a mystery. However, the Holy Spirit revealed to the first church, as recorded by the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the revelation of this verse and thus this psalm. Quote, "But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it is said," and now he quotes, "When he ascended on high, he led the captives in his train and gave gifts to men." What does "he ascend" mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher to all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, very one who some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we each all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 13. We have a magnificent reason to praise Jesus, the King who descended, being found in the form of man, dying, raising to life, clothed in glory, and is seated at the right hand of God. He sent his Holy Spirit and appointed tasks to his people. He assigned us a place, every single one of us. These tasks are not for selfish gain, none of them. The task that the ascended Christ gives us is for the benefit of his people, the church. Jesus dwells on in heaven and fills the heaven and the earth. Jesus does not want his people to be children forever. He wants us to be mature in all things. We are to build each other up and serve in love. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.